Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Now to Faithfully Serve Him.
Trust the Lord, no good thing to withhold back from thee. He is perfect in wisdom and faithful to bless. Trust his word in his time, he will give you his best. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. If you faint not, you'll reap when the harvest is come. Run with patience the race as you rest on his word, for your testing will teach you to wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings.
We had a previous devotional entitled To Faithfully Serve Him Now, and I thought I'd do a little different approach on today's devotional, Now to Faithfully Serve Him, considering that there may have been a worse time to serve the Lord. Now that things are better, we can serve Him, or now that it's much better for us, we have a different leader, we have a different job, we have a different boss, a better working condition. So now that things are better, I can faithfully serve the Lord. Well, is that the way that we are to approach things? Many times people will accuse others of causing them for not being a better servant for the Lord. Some will say, well, if I had a better spouse, if my husband were a better husband, if my wife were more faithful, if she was more supportive, then I'd be, well, the Lord knows about all of that. Or if my children were more obedient, well, the Lord knows about all of that. He wants you to be faithful. Or if we had more money, the Lord knows about all of that. Don't make that statement and say that if things were different, I'd be a better servant. The Lord is with his people. As I looked in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18, verse 10, when the Apostle Paul was being directed by the Lord, he said, "For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee." Well, the Lord is with his people, and we cannot make any excuses in saying that I must have better conditions before I can be a better servant for the Lord. The Lord would have you to serve him under the conditions which you live now. He will be with you there. He is not going to send you into a place and say, now, I will wait out here. I will see how you will do in there by yourself. Now, many times he may do that if you are lifted up in pride, or if I should get lifted up in pride and say, well, I think I can handle this one myself, Lord, and I'll come back to you if I need any help later on. Now, those are times we make those steps ourselves. We go aside and apart and away from the Lord. We move away from his umbrella of protection. He would have us to serve him faithfully under the conditions or in the conditions in which you live now. Now, don't do like Lot, of course, did, pitched his tent towards Sodom and was looking only at the monetary gain and the temporary things that he could have in this life, and then wonder why would his soul be vexed, his righteous soul be vexed daily? Well, he pitched his tent towards Sodom. Or what about someone saying, you know, if we had a better congregation of people, if we had a better classroom, if we had a better this or better that, then we would be better students, we'd be better servants, we'd be better testimonies for Christ. Oh, is not God's grace sufficient at all times for all people of every age? Yes, it is sufficient. Faithfully serve him now in the midst of these people. As one person said to me, I think I've had two people to say this. I would that I had been born into a different family. I think they said, I wish I had a different family. My family just caused me all kinds of problems. Now, this is one talking about his relatives. One young man said that to me. Well, you can be a testimony for Christ. You see, light is not offended by the darkness. The darkness has to run when the light shines or when the light is turned on. So if you're being the light that you should be, the other fellow should be the one that's uncomfortable. Be the light that the Lord would have you to be. Or some will say, you know, I have such a meager amount of this world's goods, and so we really can't serve the Lord with what we have. Now, if the Lord were to give us more, oh, I will tell you what I would do. I would give this much to missions, I'd give this much to this, and so on and so forth. No, if you're not faithful with what you have now, don't try to swing a deal with God and trick him and talk him into giving you more so that you can do better. No, he has given you what you can handle. He has already given to you what you can handle, and you're not handling that faithfully. So why would he give more to you or me that we might squander it as well? Or someone will say, you know, I would serve the Lord faithfully if I had the talents that that person has. God didn't give you the talents that he gave that person. God gave you the talents that he has given you, and he wants you to serve him with the tools that he's given you. You see, he hasn't given you the job that he's given the other person to do. Now, if you had the job that they have, then perhaps you'd have the tools to accomplish that same job. See, we use different tools for different jobs. And the Lord has you for a different place of service. So don't say that you would be faithful, you would serve him faithfully if you had another person's talents. The Lord would have you to serve him and to be faithful in spite of. I think of that great list, one of the 95 lists that the Apostle Paul listed when he was talking about how much he had suffered. He had been in perils of robbers in the sea and at night and in the day. Oh, he suffered greatly. But did that stop him from serving the Lord? He knew the Lord was with him. And the Lord is with you. The Lord is with me. And we can now serve him faithfully with what we have. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.